Welcome to Big Blend Radio with your hosts, Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazine.com.
Let's all go to the snack bar. Everybody, you're listening to Big Blend Radio with Lisa and Nancy, and we're in the office with Freddie Gonzalez over at the Galaxy Theater in the Tulare Outlets. This is an amazing shopping destination, but a very unique theater experience. And of course, Danette Silver Carter is with us. She is the head of the Tulare Chamber of Commerce, and she's going to run the whole place, isn't she, Freddie?
Yes, she is.
So, we had the pleasure of meeting you, we can't tell how many years ago. Was it six, 10 years?
10 years ago.
10 years ago.
Wow.
We're all, so much younger. but we had the best experience. We met with you, and then you got us to come out. We hadn't been to the theater for years, remember?
Many.
And he got us he's like, you've got to come that night. And we had popcorn. Mm-hmm. We watched a good movie. It was that movie with the motor. What are the
D-Box motion technology.
The D-Box. So seats were shaking with what was going on in the movie. We thought, this is cool. It's like a giant massage chair. But we are watching a high-impact action film. It was a race car driving.
Right.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was called. But it was a really good movie and had a great time. And so here we are 10 years later. Now you're running the place.
Yes.
And technology... Those chairs are gone.
Yes, huge advancements. Huge.
Archie Bunker would want one of those chairs.
I would want one of those chairs.
I want one of those chairs. I know, in the car.
Yeah,
I
like, in the car.
What happens to those chairs, by the way?
We actually gave them to another location. Porterville now has them.
Okay. Wow. So they get recirculated.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're not gone.
Nearby.
We don't want any boneyards for the, the good chairs. But that was an awesome experience. What you showed us today, Dolby Atmos, right?
Our DFX auditorium, the laser projection, and the Dolby Atmos surround sound.
So does everyone call it Dolby Atmos?
Most of the guests do call it Dolby Atmos surround sound, but we call it DFX Premium Auditorium because it has the pairing of both the laser projection and the sound system.
Okay, so it's like IMAX here in Tulare.
It's a different branding of IMAX for Galaxy specifically.
Okay, so IMAX, you get this big, large screen. You've got the large screen, the laser, sharp, and then you are vibrating, but it's not the chair necessarily going, okay, I'm going to vibrate now. It's going according to the sound vibrations, right?
It's the immersive sound system that we have. What IMAX lacks, we provide. We have the recliners and the laser projection. IMAX does not.
So it's kind of like when you're in traffic and somebody comes up with the bass really loud. And you can, I was just talking about it. You could be sitting in your car and you can feel it in your butt. I mean, you can. Like, their bass is going along the road.
Yeah.
So it's that vibration. Sorry, but it's true, right?
Yes,
very
true.
Just to get people to understand that feeling. What you showed us, like a 4-minute series of clips. And it really went into nature. It went into the action. It went into just people's movement. And you could feel it. So it had that motion. It's neat.
It is a very unique experience. It's a 360 immersive surround sound, but it targets everything a filmmaker is trying to accomplish.
So you said to us that this was something the filmmakers basically said, hey, we're creating this amazing stuff. We want the theaters to do it.
Absolutely. The filmmakers, if they're with any big blockbuster studio chain, this is what they're projecting to an audience. This is what they use when they're in production on any set.
So you would expect this kind of experience in L.A., New York?
Yes, every theater circuit has their own branding, like ours is DFX with Dolby Atmos surround sound.
Okay, but for Central California, people may not think this. You're in the middle of farm country.
This is true. We're in Tulare in the Central Valley. Other theater circuits don't pair it the way we do with our luxury recliners and the laser projector with the Dolby Atmos surround sound.
And wine and beer.
And great amenities like wine and beer.
Great, and popcorn.
Yes.
Okay.
Real butter, not artificial.
Well, you can't have artificial butter here in Tulare.
Yeah, not in the dairy capital of the world.
Oh, you cannot. You're not allowed. You are not.
So you have a lot of speakers in that theater that we were just in. Would it be somewhat like if there was an orchestra, you'd say, okay, the oboe is going to come out of this speaker over here, the strings are going to come out of that speaker over there, or is it more of a mix?
It's a mix. It's 52 speakers in there, but we could pinpoint where we want the orchestra to have its vocals or
the treble bass.
Yes, percussion. We could designate that for any part of the auditorium.
So you've got like a whole science lab up there, but it's really pretty cool what we saw because you still have the, I'm going to say the original like film, going from film, but even that was not like way, way back old film, right? So there was still film. Do people still send you film to play on the screen?
It's much more rare now. We okay. see it a handful of times throughout the year, but it's still present across the world.
Okay, so now when I say people bring it to you, that's one thing I really wanted to touch on here. So you've got, okay, so this is the latest film. People can come have this experience in the theater. But then you can also, if like I was an independent filmmaker, going out and going, okay, I'm booking my tour, because that's what they're doing, just like musicians do, saying, hey, I want to show this film maybe for 10 days in Central California. I mean, you think about Fox Theater, right?
Yes.
How all the musicians have gone through this over the years. Central Valley, look at, you know, Bakersfield, you know, Buck Owens, all of that has a history with music. So I'm looking at it from that angle of the independents coming through, kind of being like the musicians doing their tour and being able to come here and it just having that experience that is different than what you're watching from your couch on Netflix. Not knocking Netflix.
Yeah, very different. You can't get that experience at home.
Okay, so they would come and contact you and say...
Yeah, any independent filmmaker, we had one this past year, a 13-year-old boy who was an up-and-coming filmmaker approached me and was unsure of how he was going to distribute his film. So we helped them, and that's what we strive for, is networking with people in the community who are up-and-coming filmmakers and want to achieve that dream and goal of putting their picture on the big screen.
Okay, so they just, you know, call and say, hey, Freddie, I got a film. So they want to do that, and then... So you charge them, I'm just thinking like how a, you know, booking agent would be for music.
Yeah, we streamline through our film department. These are dedicated individuals in our head office that are trying to tap into those resources and not just put it into Larry, but every other theater chain that we could possibly get it out there. Because the more exposure a filmmaker could have, the more success he may be able to accomplish and the higher probability that he gets into a major studio.
Oh, okay. So do you think they all want that at the end, is to be in the major studio?
That is the goal for every filmmaker, because then their audience goes not just from a countrywide perspective, but worldwide.
Okay. So this can help them build up their audience, get the following that they need. Now, would you do an event like a, okay, here's an in, maybe local or maybe someone from Miami? I don't know. Why not?
Yeah. I mean, our location specifically has hosted film festivals in the past, but we do it across the board with our company.
So the filmmakers could come in and do a Q&A session?
Yes.
And now can that be broadcast in another way for other people to see it?
Yeah, we could tap in through Zoom and other platforms. That way, if they can't make it out to Tulare, we could broadcast it wherever they wish to put it in the streamlined across the world.
So we're talking filmmakers, a band, like you, to me, like, okay, say a band wants to do a live showcase. You know, hey, you guys got a lot of music out here, too. You know, you've got to think about that. So a band says, okay, I need to do a live recording. You know, a lot of them go do a live, like comedians, they go rent a, you know, theater. That kind of thing can happen. So a comedian, a musician can say, I'm going to do a live show, record it, and it be in that, in that, you know, kaboom, boom.
Yeah, it's very feasible. Very feasible.
Amos, but anyway, I don't know why, but anyway, I've got my own words today, but that could happen here.
Yeah, no, we take a great deal of pride in being able to offer a unique, intimate experience to a filmmaker or a musician where they could have Q&A with the audience after or before their show or their film.
And record it.
Absolutely.
And record it here.
Yeah.
Dude, this is so cool. So now, Donette, you know, over at the Chamber, I know you were talking about, like, Rotary is using this. So this is something that your members can, you know, tap into for different kind of meeting kind of things, too. Oh, it's not just the creative arts.
Absolutely. It's a great meeting space. We have been here before, and we are excited about Rotary utilizing this for an annual event where right now we're going to have this very soon, and we aren't able to do all of our regular gathering, but we have enough space here that we can do it perfectly. So we're really excited.
Distance.
Yeah, the social distance aspect is available here, and we're able to stream the event so people can watch it outside of this, you know, theater, and it's really amazing. I just think the innovation and technology that Galaxy Theater has employed is pretty amazing. I mean, I enjoy, you know, coming here myself, and you know, they've weathered the storms that have been before all
guys,
of us.
Guys, it's hard. Just like musicians are just like, dude, no.
Yeah, it's
in
been
restaurants,
a, yeah, it's been a crazy ride for them. But you know, they are very committed to Larry and to this region. And I have to say, they're not just. I mean, it's not just a Tulare crowd that comes here. The Galaxy Theater location here is a huge draw from surrounding communities. Mm. And one of the reasons we like to talk about it, you know, with Big Blend is because of the fact that we have visitors that come to town. And, you know, after you've gone up and done your hiking up at the Sequoias and you come back.
Oh, Yosemite?
Yeah, you're right on the freeway. Right off of the 99. Yeah, so come back here, you know, have dinner at the restaurant here at the outlets. And also come and, you know, watch a movie and have a really cool experience, you know, to kind of cap off your day. So we have a lot of visitors we see coming here. And again, this place is packed all of the time. I mean, it's called luxury theater for a reason.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful. It's comfortable. It's great. I bring my little granddaughters here. So it's great for, you know, all ages to come and, you know, get in that recliner, sit back, relax, and enjoy that show.
And you got all these hotels. And I know a lot
yes.
of the hotels really mm-hmm. started because of what was going on with the World Ag Expo, mm-hmm. right? So, and Tulare is growing and growing and growing in tourism, and a lot of development and good things are coming down the pipeline. So the theater is a perfect match with that. We talked a little bit before we started recording here about the importance of film in a region. And, you know, when you think about this being a farm community, the last thing is people are going to think it's a luxury cinema, like what we're experiencing, but filmmaking, you know, you've got Sequoias, you've got Yosemite, you've got lakes, you've got farms, you've got also historic downtowns, you know, those kind of neighborhoods that are idyllic that a lot of times you don't see in cities. So do you think this could become a filmmaking destination?
I wholeheartedly agree. The San Joaquin mm-hmm. Valley, I think, is destined for a bright future
and
for filmmakers.
And between San Francisco and Vegas.
It's a great midpoint in California, yeah. but up and down from Bakersfield to Fresno, our area offers a really unique scenery, but also great way to capitalize any film on different aspects that you're trying to devote.
Do you think it's cost-effective compared to some other areas?
Much more cost-effective than pulling a permit from a big market share.
Okay, so
yeah, our Tulare County Film Commission works well with anyone who's coming in to do film, and they have made it basically a seamless process. They will work with, you know, Sequoia National Forest, Sequoia National Park, if that's a venue that someone is looking for.
Every car commercial.
I know. is up there.
Hey, listen, they even have a Sequoia car. I'm just saying, we need to upgrade.
and we have had full film features here. And I have to tell you, the comments from the actors and the production crews when they come into our communities here in Tulare County is they love it. It's a break from the big city where they're normally living, and we have walkable communities. They enjoy, you know, just having that experience. We've had people come back to, you know, experience the lakes because they found out that they
lakes.
Were here. Yes, they found out they were here while
waterfalls.
They were maybe here. Yeah, everything that's available.
Horse riding, so ranches.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of everything. Breweries.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a great. Hey, keep on going. We have a lot to offer.
If you need a set, you know, it's like, hey, quick wardrobe change. Mm-hmm. You can go to a thrift store out here. You've got a lot of thrift stores, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everybody loves the resale trend. And
you can film trains.
Great place for film. A lot of opportunity. And I also want to mention, too, something else about Galaxy Theater here. And I'm going to mention Porterville, too, because I know you're going to visit Porterville. So both in Porterville and in Tulare, great partners with education here. So not only to make the facility available to our schools when they have special events and activities, you know, that they're doing, and they actually use them for recruitment of some of the students into the academy programs, but also bringing those students in from arts, media, and entertainment. So we have those academies. So Freddie and his crew, they're great mentors. They bring the kids through, and they bring little kids through. I'm talking high school kids, too. So in high school, when you're looking at what your future is going to be, I mean, what greater, better place to come and look at technology than what they're doing here at a theater?
Yeah. So you take them on tours?
Yeah. A lot of the young minds that we have in Tulare County, we have our location be a pivot point for them to understand the full range of capabilities that we have mm-hmm. in Hollywood and with the studios, but also inspire them that they should not sell this film short, but also tap into the entertainment industry like we have here in Tulare.
So you've got the educational part, but you were mentioning scholarships, too. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the NATO Scholarship, it's National Association of Theater Owners. We offer to our team members, and I encourage them all to apply. It's $250,000 that they honor to more than one applicant that applies for each theater circuit, but it is intended for whatever career path that they want. But for the high schools, we also encourage them to look at the nonprofits that we have in the studio level that actually have devoted resources to inspire them to look into their entertainment career.
This is awesome. Cool. Yeah. There's so much more to the story than just, I'm going to go watch a movie.
Yeah, that's what is so exciting about being here. I'm like, okay, now we're learning about how does all this magic happen, because that's what movies are. One thing, too, just watching those clips, all the different things you showed, but there was also nature, and of course, you know, we're big park people, national park, community parks, and you have great community parks to film in, too, by the way.
Yes.
And walk in, and, you know, and there are geese and ducks. Ducklings that we saw today.
Yes,
but that's, you know, the nature part of this, a lot of parks and public lands, a lot of people don't get into some of the wilderness areas. Kings Canyon has an amazing wilderness region, so does Sequoia National Forest, which means you are going out on foot. There's no cars. You may get a filming permit, which you can do to get out there and film. So being able to have that technology and that sound and that laser vision, basically, that viewing capability, you're taking someone that they'll never get to sometimes around the world. Like, this is an amazing thing. I know here, you know, what you're showing. But for nature, a lot of those areas are going away. So it's kind of a way of protecting them and sharing them. And I think that's really cool. So nature people, please do this. Make more movies like that, because you can hear the dewdrop fall and things. I mean, this David Attenborough stuff can happen.
Right.
Yeah, I'm inspired. I want to go out and film more now.
I know. I just thinking about how to manage the sound so when you bring it to a place like this, it'll sound really...
Yeah. Let's touch
like
a little bit on that.
How you do that.
For the filmmakers, so independence. Like someone going, hey, I know how to make a really great YouTube video. Any age, whatever. What should they be prepared to do to be able to send it to you?
So any up-and-coming filmmaker should understand that there's various platforms and editing programs out there that enable you to transmit at a better quality for resolution and for audio. What I encourage all filmmakers to do is figure out what resources they have readily available for them that help them to become enabled filmmakers to another level. Because we could all, on our phones, do a 1080p or a 4K picture, but can we edit it and accomplish the immersive sound system and tap into what they're trying to dial in on with their vision? Because every filmmaker has their own special eye and the creativeness that they want to project, but maybe there's more there available that could highlight that and amplify that experience even more.
Okay, so it is like that partnership.
Yes.
So whatever they turn in, they're going to get, and it's amplified, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, so don't give a low-res photo to a print publication and expect it to be a double-page spread, right?
Exactly.
You will have the graphics chunky-chunky. You'll have a chunky-chunky experience.
Yes,
like, you'll have, like, this blurry... No. And don't blame the photographer unless, you know, if you messed with that file, I'm just saying. Just saying. Well, thank you so much. What's the website for everybody to know about?
www.galaxytheaters.com. They can follow us on our socials at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Yeah.
And make sure to ask any questions, because that's the thing that I tell filmmakers is there's never a wrong question. And we're all learning, we're all evolving. But when you're able to network with another filmmaker or somebody in this industry, you're able to learn more and accomplish more by asking the questions.
And it starts in the theater for filmmakers, I think.
Absolutely.
It really does.
Yes.
Behind the lens for the actors as well. I mean, it really starts here. In closing, though, you know, theaters went through hell, literally, this, you know, last year with the pandemic, and obviously you've got social distancing in the theaters, and there was like, are theaters going to make it? Are they going to close? You know, where do you think we're going in the next year? Do you think things will get back and to normalcy for, you know, film, and it's not going to die?
You know, the studios have 2020 and 2021 film slates that are going to be merging this year. Okay. But this past year, it did not prevent studios from releasing new content. They went to other parts of the world to continue their production, and people are surprised by that. So okay. It never went away. They were just more creative on figuring out where else can they go and create their own bubble and continue launching these blockbuster films. But the entertainment and movie experience will never go away. If anything, I think we're going to see spikes in attendance, and we're going to see more and more people come out when we have these blockbusters come out, because people are just fed up and cooped up at home for this past year. And this is an escape. This is something that people use to be able to disconnect from their everyday lives and have that one moment in a room to laugh, to cry, to get suspenseful and scared with other individuals in the auditorium that are saying the same content.
Mm. And then they walk out of the theater, have dinner, and keep talking about the movie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You now have that. What was it for you that got you in the world of being in cinemas and theaters?
In high school, I was always an avid moviegoer. I would travel up to Fresno at the River Park Mall and watch movies in IMAX, Spider-Man, those big blockbuster films. And then Tulare, disheartening to say, we didn't have a movie theater for over a decade after the downtown one went away. Then Galaxy stepped in, and I thought it'd be a pretty cool job to come in and be able to watch movies, but also see behind the scenes of what it is that a movie company does. And from there, I just grew within the company and moved up the totem pole and pursued my education and just continued to learn more and more about what the movie company and the theatrical industry.
Yeah, you know the geek stuff.
Yeah.
He knows what's going on in the lab. This is cool. Very cool. Thank you so much again.
Thank you for having us.